I'll accept dead.
He had an important audition this afternoon for an acting job.
An audition? That's great.
No, not great. He had it this afternoon. I figured he isn't in yet because he didn't get the part and he's feeling depressed.
Oh, the old shattered dreams bit, huh? Well, if he thinks he's depressed now, wait till I get through with him.
Hey, Bob.
Wheeler, you're late. And I don't want to hear any lame excuses. I don't want to hear about your other troubles. I got a garage to run here. Don't smile at me when I'm yelling at you. What's the matter with you? You want something? Why ain't he looking miserable?
I got the job.
No. You what?
You got it? I got the part. They told me right there at the audition. I'm going to make two appearances on a soap opera called For Better For Worse.
Television?
That is terrific.
Oh, my man.
Unbelievable.
Bouche calée.
I mean, being on a soap opera is not what I always dreamed of, but it's a start, you know? It's a chance to be seen. I can still work on my craft. I can still develop my technique.
I pick up a hell of a lot of bread.
Yeah.
Hey, when does this happen? I mean, when do we get to see you?
Well, I make my first appearance on Friday, and then I'm on again Tuesday.
Oh.
And then, like, if things go real well, I could maybe, well, you know, like, maybe it'll go on longer, you know?
You mean full time?
Well, I don't know yet. Let me tell you the plot line, okay? I play this guy named Skip. Now, I was an old boyfriend of the stars, right?
Yeah.
We had this argument 4 years ago, and I left town mad. Only then I got amnesia and wandered around the fog somewhere the whole time. But now I'm recovered, and I'm coming back home.
Hey, Louie, the least you can do is congratulate the man.
You got cab 1136. Congratulations. All right, come on, you clowns. Let's get going here. Let's get some meat behind the wheels.
Bobby, I would like to wish you bad luck.
No. You mean good luck, Blacka.
No, you see, in my country, it is bad luck to wish a person good luck. So when we want to wish a person good luck, we say bad luck.
Oh, that's an interesting custom. What do you do when you want somebody to have bad luck?
We kick him in the yakta bay.
For better or for worse, we'll continue after this message.
What do you think so far?
You weren't in it.
It's not over yet. You see, I'm on after this commercial. What I meant was, what do you think of the way they've been talking about me throughout the whole show? They're giving me a big buildup, right?
Yeah. Huh? Uh-huh. It's neat just hearing the name Skip and knowing it's you.
I never thought I'd see the day when my cabbies would be watching a TV show instead of out making big bucks.
Wait,
I'm ashamed.
Oh, Louie.
I can't help thinking of all the people out there waiting for taxis that ain't coming. All the old people, and the sick, and the infirm, and the pregos.
Boy, you know that Olivia, she's really a good actress. In that last scene where she was supposed to be crying, those are real tears.
Now, she cries in every scene. I mean, she cries if she's happy, she cries if she's sad, she cries if she doesn't know if she's happy or sad.
Hey, she's gonna cry again. Turn up the sound.
Olivia, relax. You're as nervous as a cat.
I haven't seen Skip in 4 years. I thought I'd never see him again. Wouldn't you be nervous? There's so much I have to tell him.
You mean about you and David? Hey, you can't feel guilty. You can't blame yourself for what's happened. Skip's amnesia wasn't your fault.
I know. I just keep thinking, if we hadn't have fought, all this would never have happened.
But it did happen. And a lot has changed in 4 years. Skip can't expect you to have the same feelings for him.
I suppose not.
Unless...
Unless what?
Nothing.
No, go on. You were going to say, unless I do have the same feelings for him.
Well, do you?
I don't know. How can I tell until I've seen him again?
That's Skip now. Come in.
Hello.
Skip!
Gee, what a heavy moment.
And it was very dramatic, you know?
So, you liked it then, right?
Liked it. Liked it. We loved it.
Hey, how come they only let you say one word?
Oh. See, it makes it more dramatic that way. This way, everybody's tuned back on Monday to see what happens.
What happens?
I don't know yet. Oh. But they actually don't get back to us until Tuesday. I'm waiting for them to deliver the script now so I can find out myself.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Bob, if she's falling for you again, that means you get to do more than just 2 shows, right?
My agent says that if they develop a thing between her and me, I could get a season out of it. Oh, wouldn't that be great? I could save up my money then and wait for a really good part.
Oh, come on, script.
Hey, I don't want to burst your bubble. But you think Olivia is going to dump that David guy for you? No way. The girl is nuts about him. She even forgave him for having an affair with her uncle.
Are you telling us that you watch this show regularly?
Well, my mother watches it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd make her turn it off, only it's a half hour a day I don't have to talk to her.
Bobby Wheeler, over here.
Oh, boy, is that my script?
Yep. Oh, great.
Yeah. Michelle. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm holding my picture in my hands.
Well, come on, you gonna tell us what happens?
I already told you what's going to happen.
I don't believe it.
What?
3 what Olivia says there.
Olivia, with tears in her eyes. I love Skip.
She says she loves me. And look what it says over here. Olivia, sobbing incessantly. I knew it the instant I saw him again. He's the only man in the world I could ever love.
Hey, Bobby, you're in.
Hey, fantastic.
Let me see that.
That means you're going to do more shows?
A lot more. I'm going to be a full-time actor. Oh. I mean, that's the first time in my life I can say that. I'm an actor.
You son of a gun, you did it.
I made it out of the garage.
I hope your career goes in the toilet.
Thanks a lot, Latka, really. You see, in his country, they got this strange custom.
Don't explain.
Hey, Louis. Here. I want you to keep this as a remembrance of me. It's my hack license. Now you can show it to all your friends and tell them I knew him when.
You better hang on to it, Wheeler. Because you're going to need it when you come crawling back in here.
You got it all wrong, Louis. When I walk out of those doors, I ain't never coming back.
Well, you'll be back. They all come back. Only one guy ever made it out in the whole history of this garage. And that was James Caan. And he'll be back. You're a loser, Wheeler. You always was, and you always will be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You'll be back, Wheeler. And when you come back, I'll be waiting. Ooh, will I be waiting?
Surprise!
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah, it's freezing. Come on, hurry up.
Oh.
How you doing, son?
I know.
What are you guys doing here, anyway?
Well, we were wondering why we didn't see you around the garage for a couple of weeks, and, so we, wondered how you were.
And, where you were.
We figured you've been busy with the show.
Yeah. Oh, watching the show, I see, huh? Hey, Bobby, this is a bad time. We can leave and come back later. Or not come back again. Listen, we realize things change. I mean, we realize that your life is very different now, and maybe there's not enough room in it for a bunch of cabbies like us.
Is that why you guys came over here? Because you thought I didn't want to hang around anymore?
Well, we didn't really think that.
Oh, yeah, you did. And I didn't return your phone calls, so you thought I gotten stuck up something, right?
Well, why didn't you return our calls?
Because I didn't feel like it.
Oh, well, that clears that up, doesn't it?
I didn't feel like it. So I was, too depressed.
Depressed? About what?
Junior, you're the first one I'm telling. Skip and I are going to be married.
Hey, Mary, congratulations.
Shh. Olivia, I'm so happy for you. I know it's what you want. Hello? Yes, this is she. What? Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. Olivia, what is it? It's Skip. He's been rushed to the hospital. He's had an accident. An accident? When? How? What happened?
When? How? What happened?
Olivia. Don't cry.
I can't help it.
I want...
Shh, don't try to talk.
I have to. I love you. Remember...
It's going to be all right. You'll see.
I'm just glad we had time.
Skip. Oh, God. No!
No wonder you're depressed, Bobby.
Guy.
Yeah. Doesn't seem fair. First amnesia, now this.
I was talking about Bobby.
Bobby? Bobby's young. Bobby still got his health. What chance has Skip got?
Oh, I'm really sorry, Bobby. But
it makes you feel any better, you really did a beautiful job.
Thanks. I take it you saw this coming.
Yeah, they told me 2 weeks ago. They said they liked my work and everything. They figured Livia needed more tragedy in her life.
Right, she hadn't had a good cry in seconds.
So when's the funeral?
Anyway, that's why I didn't call you guys. I just wasn't up to it. You know?
So, any idea what you're gonna do now?
And what else? I'm gonna get a job. I have to.
So fine. Come back to the garage.
No way. I walked out of there the conquering hero. What am I gonna look like if I come back now?
You look like the rest of us.
I just don't think I can do it, Alex.
Why not? Oh, it's Louie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure is, Louie. If I come back there now, he is going to tear me apart in front of the whole garage.
So what? He's done that before.
Yeah, but this time he's got a right to. Well, maybe I should just go back there and let him dance all over my face and get it over with.
Hey, look, maybe it won't be so bad as you think. Look, I'll see you back in the garage, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. It's coming back on. Shh.
Huh? Poor Skip. I didn't even get a chance to tell him. Tell him what? I'm going to have his baby.
Way to go, Bobby.
Hey, Louie, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Alex, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, Bobby's run into some rotten luck, you know?
I know. I saw the show.
Har! 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 Hey, look, Louie, look. You know, acting is Bobby's dream. I mean, it's his soul. It's his reason for living. You know, to have a dream like that come true, to have it finally within your grasp, and then to lose it all again, do you have any idea how he must feel?
Like hell.
Louis, listen to me. Look, he's coming in any minute.
No kidding.
Louis, all he wants is to have his old job back.
Louis!
Look, you just got to do me one big favor, okay? Now, it's a very hard thing for Bobby to come back here like this. So please, don't make him feel any worse than he does, okay?
Ooh, am I gonna love this? I am gonna love
you. Louie, come here. Sit down, please. Sit down. I don't know how to get through to you. Look, look, we all know each other very well in this garage, right? I mean, we know you, we know how you act, and we all accept that. But this is something very special. Now, I'm asking you the best way I know how. When Bobby walks through that door, please, just leave him alone, okay?
You really mean this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing I can say.
Blow it out your ear, Rita.
When Wheeler walks through that door, I am going to give it to him like I have never given it to nobody. I am going to rub his nose in it. I'm going to make him squeal like an eel and squirm like a worm.
You just got me angry.
Ooh, I'm trembling in my booty.
Well, you better tremble. Because you've just gone too far. You think humiliating people is fun, don't you? You think you're pretty cute this way, don't you?
I am cute.
No, you're not cute, Louie, and you're not clever. It's not hard to humiliate people. It's not hard to make people feel rotten about their lives. The difficult thing is to make people feel good about their lives. Humiliating them, that's simple. I'll show you how simple it is here. Take a look at this. Simple, huh? I was just giving you a lesson, Louie, on how easy it is to make people feel ridiculous.
They're crazy! The man is crazy! He's a nut! Your friend Wheeler is a loser, Rita, and I'm gonna tell him he's a loser, and I'm gonna love telling him he's a loser! He's a loser! He's a loser! Yeah, 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 yeah! He's a loser! He's a loser!
You're not finished yet. Louis, I'm warning you, don't screw around with Bobby, do you hear me?
What do you mean you're warning me? Are you threatening me with physical violence, Alex? I'm not saying it won't work. I just want to know.
No, I'm not threatening you.
Oh, do you got something on me? Are you blackmailing me?
I'm just telling you this very simply, Louis. Don't do what you're thinking of doing to Bobby. Just don't do it.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Because you shouldn't.
I shouldn't? That's the reason I shouldn't? I shouldn't? I shouldn't? I shouldn't! Oh, no, 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 no! I shouldn't! I shouldn't! You shouldn't! You shouldn't! I shouldn't!
Nice having you back, Bobby.
Hey, Louie. Listen, I gotta tell you, I was really knocked out when I came in here yesterday, and you were so nice to me.
Yeah?
I want to tell you, I really appreciate it. I thought you were going to dump on me and say things like, wasn't a big movie star coming back to sign an autograph? You got a movie contract yet? Big shot? Ooh. Boy, you look just like a poor slob who walked out of here a few weeks ago swearing he was never going to come back. You like that?
Ooh. Oh, Bobby. I wouldn't have said no things like that. Nah. But I probably would have said, here comes the great actor, bringing his aura into our crummy garage. I'm glad they finally found a role worthy of your talents. A stiff. And then I might have turned on the PA like this. And I might have said, hey, everybody, you remember Bobby Wheeler when he was a nobody? Then you won't have any problems recognizing him now. Come on, gather around and see how a famous actor eats crow. But I guess I'm just too nice a guy for that.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for not doing that, Louie.
Don't mention it.
Right, Mr. Walters?